Right, I don't have a noisy handbrake, but that is me pressing my handbrake.
The least noisiest handbrake in the world.
Yeah, it's a button.
I don't have a handbrake on my car.
Well,
it's very scary.
What I was trying to demonstrate there, people, is that we have pulled up somewhere. Anna doesn't really know where she is or what she's doing. There is a surprise at the end of this podcast, which you're going to have to listen all the way through to the end to find out.
I'm traumatised.
But one thing for sure is that we are wrapping up the bizarre year that is 2021. We have some of your wins, we have some of our wins, some fun clips of things that have happened on the podcast this year. It's going to be a joyful celebration, and I'm delighted to say that Anna has turned up not wearing her Christmas hat.
Yet.
Anyway, as we always say, cue the ukuleles. Right, the bum's a bit warmer now, right?
Oh, it's good.
Good, good, good. Right, we've warmed up because, frankly, it is 6 degrees outside.
Are you proud of me?
I mean, this original plan was that we were going to wander around the streets of Glossop just chatting and recording. My
have
God, you,
seen you
put
a thick
proper
sock
boots
and a boot on. For you, I know.
I would like to say the boots have got heels. I mean, I wouldn't wear those in snow.
No, these are a fashion statement, darling.
I don't do fashion boots.
Oh, I do everything. Phil says you're fashion over function. I'd rather freeze and have wet feet and look hot than be practical.
Oh, right. So welcome to Slim World Podcast. This is where we talk about weight loss journey, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, it has got quite ugly over the past year, hasn't it? It's been a bit hairy for us both.
A bit hairy?
A bit hairy. A bit hard. The last year's been tough, hasn't it?
I think so. And I'm imagining that we've got lots of podcast listeners who may have only started listening this year. Perhaps some of you have been long-term listeners. But I think in terms of like members as well at Slimworld, you know, there's been people who have rejoined, maybe people who've stuck it out all the way through, who did the virtual sessions, you know, throughout lockdown. It's just, you know, all of us kind of coming together now as life kind of starts to, I don't know, is it normal? I don't really know. It's just, it almost feels like we're all waiting, I suppose, for a normal January just to be able to have a clean slate.
Yeah, I think this is as normal as we're going to get for now.
But nothing's normal with you.
No, but I think it's far more normal than last year, last January. It was my 40th birthday and we went into lockdown that day. I clearly remember it. And it was just like, what's happened here? So next January is going to be much safer, I feel, and happier.
So before we move to January, let's live in the present.
Okay. We like to do that.
In the present. You see what I did there?
I love
Christmas
that.
Present.
I mean, that years of journalism.
It's a wrap. You see all the puns that I'm pulling out here to make this happen.
I'm with you.
Okay,
the
right.
The brain has got it.
All right. So we've asked a few of you for what your wins are of 2021. So this might be something that you want to think about. You know, if you're listening to this whilst you're doing your food plan or you're cooking or, you know, you're just having a bit of a break or you're out running or walking, just have a little think. What three wins can you kind of mark down for your 2021? Let me just like run through some here that can kind of like give us some examples, okay? I'm just going to go through a quick powwow of some of the comments that we got.
We got a lot, didn't we?
We got a lot, yeah. So Lily here says, discovering the podcast and finally being mentally ready to rejoin Slimming World. Someone here, proud to hit target, strange feeling, guilt gone, shame dissolved, getting ready for onwards journey and next goal. Strange, I was always choosing my hard, but now looking back hard would have been not to make the changes.
Yes.
That's big not me. Shannon says, my proudest moment is having courage to sit in group and listen. Without group, I wouldn't have the support I need to take with me for the week. I also love to shout out my consultant, Sue, Saturday Corby Group, because I'm proud of her, the journey she's on, and she continues to be on despite her struggles. Oh. She's very inspiring, makes me wake up every day excited to food optimise. Liz, my proudest moment is seeing my young children make healthy choices without me encouraging them. They love Weetabix for breakfast, grabbing some fruit from the fruit bowl. They even eat my hi-fi bars. The joys of motherhood. What have we got here? Moonacre World. My proud moment was being crowned Miss Slinky at my group. Aww. The smile was the biggest ever. Billy hitting 12 and a half stone target, helping his friends join Slimming World and becoming a member of the social team. Grenier, back to group. A small game, but I'll work on it. Seeing all the lovely slimmers and returning to my role as the weigher inner on the social team. Sarah ran a first half marathon. Wow. Slimming World's maiden, it kind of cuts off here, but I think it's Slimming World Maidenhead. Proudest moment featured in the Slimming World magazine.
Oh, what a moment.
As Meet the Consultant.
Oh, I love that.
There you go. Phil, getting to go horse riding after losing 22 stone.
Jeepers creepers.
Even 3 years ago, that was unimaginable. Plus, keeping off my weight loss throughout the worst of COVID is something I'm proud of, given how much it's been a struggle for everybody. Life has been tough on us all, but touch wood, I'm coming out the other side of it almost intact.
That's insane.
Anna here, still joining Slimmer World and still attending 12 weeks later. I've lost 1.5 stone so far, hopefully 2 stone by Christmas. My blood sugar levels are back to normal. I'm out of the pre-diabetic range.
Yes.
Tammy is Impa. I'm not quite sure if your name maybe is Tammy. I'm not sure. Starting over again for the fourth time. My proudest moment, there's so many, but getting Slimmer of the Week twice and Slimmer of the Month, my Stone Award, and finally being able to push my little girl in her wheelchair without losing my breath is the best achievement.
Oh.
So it's you know, some of those are, looking at them, it's interesting, isn't it? Because so some damaged. Of them are about the Stone Awards. But actually, a lot of them are not.
No, a lot of them, can you see, is about being in group and staying consistent. And life. Getting that support. Yeah. And actually, it's all about the. I think a weight loss journey brings so many other changes, doesn't it, with it, and so many benefits, like the lady who can now push her little girl in a wheelchair, the gent who can get on the horse. Like, they're such big benefits, aren't they, that you wouldn't have got without losing weight.
Yeah.
Amazing. So inspiring.
So, we've also got some messages here from Lee, Ian and Michelle. So Lee says, quite a few wins for me this year. I think my top three are, I've just got into a pair of 32-inch jeans. It was 46 inches at the start of my journey.
Wow.
Gosh.
14 inches.
After a big blip in the middle of the year, I am now a pound less than this time last year. 6 stone, 5 pounds off now, and 9 pounds to my new target. I've taken up walking and I've completed a 20-mile walk in 6 hours. What made it even better is I know I could have gone further. I've saved a few weeks of podcasts to get me through the first half of it.
Oh, I love that.
Ian the postie, hello I, he's put here, hello I.
Hello I.
And that's like Welsh. No, it's not. No, no. He's put Histon here.
Hello-y.
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 Hello-y. Ian the postie. Maintaining my ideal body weight throughout COVID and 2021. And you know what? That's is a win. Harsh. It is a win. Running a virtual exercise group for my fellow Histon Slimmer World Club members.
Oh, that's amazing.
Improving my body shape and easily fitting into off-the-peg clothes.
That's a win.
And this is what Ken was saying as well, wasn't it? The freedom that you can walk into a shop and say, I quite like that. I'll give it a go. Oh, yeah, it fits. It's really interesting. And Michelle here, three wins are not giving up. Through the help of the podcast and online Zooms, I now actually can say I understand the plan. Oh. I understand to fill up with protein and why the plan works. Oh. Number two, I enjoy exercise and body magic, resulting in me getting my gold body magic award. Three, non-scale victories. Buying clothes in the normal section of shops. Yes. I've been wearing lovely dresses in the summer, dresses in the autumn, with tights and ankle boots. I've also bought a winter coat that is 4 sizes smaller than when I started. Plus, I'm wearing colourful clothes and what I actually want to wear, not just what fits.
Do you know the colour's such a big thing? I see this in group, people who start off in black, and as their weight loss comes, you just see the colour flow through their clothes. It's so lovely to see.
I so did that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, look at you today.
I mean, it was all about the black stretchy leggings for years.
And a black vest.
And then you can be in denial as the weight changes. It just kind of... I
blame Lycra for a lot of where I ended up, because there was, if I'd had to wear something form-fitting with a button, it would have been a different story.
Right. Have you got some wins that you want to share?
I've got three wins, actually.
Well, that's what I asked for, yeah. I mean, the point of this is, what three wins have you got? I'm glad that you listened.
Yeah. So the one that I'm really, really proud of is that I finally feel... I turned 40 in January, and it was a real massive turning point for me psychologically. But I finally feel like I love myself. I know that sounds really cheesy, but hitting 40, I just decided... Do you know what, Anna? You've lived for 40 years and you've worried so much about other people's thoughts, other people's opinions, and not like this about yourself. Just enjoy it. Enjoy who you are and what you've created. So I finally feel very proud of myself. Rather than berating, I celebrate now. So that's a really big win for me. Like that negative script in my head has stopped. Like I just don't entertain it anymore. Like if it's a negative one, move on. The other one that I've worked really, really, really hard on. For me, I lost weight in lockdown. I'm slimmer than I've been for a long time. And I nailed my emotional eating. I would say 99.9% of the time, I don't eat emotionally. Like I've managed to watch the process happen and put a stop to it. And also enjoy things with no guilt. No, oh my God, I should have done it this way or this way. Actually, if you want some cheese and crackers, have some cheese and crackers, work it in. So I've finally got the connection that food is not emotional. I don't binge, I don't go mental, I can just have a chocolate bar now. And my third one is, I'm the lightest that I have been since my daisy was born in the April, and in the August, I got very sick after I had her. And I got to the weight that I am as we sit here today. So it's 4.5 years since I've been that weight. My shape's changed. I'm very proud.
Yeah.
There is no leggings on today. There is skinny jeans. So I'm very proud of myself. So yeah, there's my three wins.
I think that is amazing. Considering all the things that have happened this year for you.
Yeah, lots
I think
of
that
happened.
Is pretty epic. There's been a lot of reasons why you could have gone the other way.
Yeah, I think, do you know, I have to thank my members. I know that sounds ridiculous in some ways, but my members give me the hope that I can do it. Also, I said to my members the other week, this is like, if I wasn't a consultant, I think I'd be like 40 stone. Like, they give me the consistency. They give me the motivation.
They are
and inspiration.
Your group.
Well, they are, and I've got 6 blinking sessions, so I get it 6 times a week. They keep me on my toes. So thank you, Chilton Slimming World. I love you. So, yeah. What are your wins? Oh, she's got a journal here.
I haven't got a... Well, you took a photo of my...
Yeah?
I know, but yours sound really, like, life-changing. Mine don't really...
I mean...
Yours are really good.
Comparison is the thief of joy, Claire.
Okay, right.
Stop that chisel.
It's my year, my wins.
Exactly. And it's all relative.
It's funny because I was kind of like... I feel like this year there are a lot of wins. Like, I'm recognising a lot of the small wins. I mean, actually,
Did you get married this year?
I haven't even put that on here.
I mean, quite a big win.
I haven't even put it on the win list. That's awful.
Sorry, Paul.
I don't want to bang on about it, you know what I mean?
But anybody who's listened to your journey, someone messaged me the other day, was like, I've spoiled the story. I said, what do you mean? She goes, Claire got married. And I know, started listening to the podcast 2 weeks ago. How could this have happened? So, you know, it's quite a big one.
I haven't even put it on here.
Oh, my God. I'm bringing that.
So I put getting to Target twice
I like that
and finally embracing what Slim for Life means.
Yes.
I think like really kind
of
just starting to master the habits and slowly accepting this idea about not being fixed or cured.
I
mean, habits has been quite a big thing. I've done over 1,000 days meditation streak.
Wow.
I'm over 100 days yoga streak.
That's amazing.
You know, I'm over 1,100 days alcohol free. You know, just and then losing over 5 stone.
I mean, hello.
5 stone, 3 pounds, I think it was in the end for my target. Just acknowledging, like, you know, all these... the thing that I really struggled with when I started was consistency.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could be really good for a month, but could I keep it going? No.
Yeah, no.
So dialing it down a little bit and looking for 1% increases rather than everything all at once, all now.
Like, I remember when we did that episode about perfection, it was just, you could feel the pressure within you. You were like a pressure cooker. And it was like, just let some steam out and chill out. I think that's always been you, the quest for perfection, hasn't it? And you've changed that a lot this year, I think. So
you
that's
know,
a win.
On the way, on the radio, you two came on. And it was, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And I listened to that song and I was like, that's basically a summary of who I am, because I'm always searching for the next thing.
Because you're always thinking you should be better. And what we've got to help you with is just living now and that you're brilliant now.
When's this end? Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's what I mean. You know, like I was saying, I fell in love with myself at 40. It sounds, but I just got to that point where I was like, it's cool. Like, I stopped stressing. It's cool. There are so many things in my life I haven't got control of, but I've got control over the fact whether I feel good or I don't. So pick good. But that was a turning point for me. Mm. So, yeah.
You don't look 40 still.
Thanks. Look 45, 50 maybe today.
Thanks.
So my second one is sticking with exercise.
Yes.
Even through lockdowns, you know, and the reopening and busy work priorities as well. You know, I wasn't furloughed. I worked a lot all the time throughout all the lockdowns. And making exercise a priority, you know, I miss it when I don't do it. And I think back to like our first or second episode and a big focus of me then was I know I need to kind of find space and find my body magic and my exercise and find what's right for me. And I can kind of sit here today and say, yeah, I found my community.
Yes, which is very important for you, isn't it?
And I'm open to trying new things. And each week I kind of feel like I'm progressing and I'm able to have the confidence. I found a safe place where I can try something. You know, if I can't do 25 reps a whole workout with a heavier weight, but I might be able to do one, and then the next week it might be two.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really enjoying seeing what my body is capable of, because I have never, ever liked sport or exercise.
No.
I mean, I'm not up for like doing a marathon.
Well, I was going to say, please don't say like, surprise today, Anna, I've signed us up for the London Marathon.
No, I'm not, that doesn't excite me, and I've learned that's okay.
Yeah.
But other things like, you know, I don't know, deadlifting 55K plus would be amazing.
I think what you've seen is progress.
Yes.
And you're now seeing, being proud of your progress rather than thinking, well, I should be here. You're going, actually, I'm here today and I've done well to get here.
Yeah.
That's a big change.
A coach said to me at my gym, this is the type of exercise where there's always something to work on.
Yes.
And I thought that's quite good for me, because otherwise I would be head down, get the goal, I'd complete it, and then I'd be like, now what? Whereas
so
if I know there's always something to tweak and work on and improve and learn.
You've got to perfect it.
And it's about fixing it in my schedule. You know, the first thing I do every week is I lay out my week with my work meetings, I lay out where my gym classes are going to be, and then I kind of fit all
everything
my other bits
around.
Yeah.
You've got to make it a priority, haven't
make
you?
Make it a priority.
Yeah.
The third one I put was keeping the podcast going for another year.
I mean, like, I often think about this. So we signed up when we started the podcast to a weekly podcast, not really realising what a heck of a commitment that was. Like, we haven't gone off air, Claire, and that is 95%
you're not on
down
air.
To you.
It's not radio.
But no, but we haven't gone off. But do you know what I mean? That's 95. I tip up. I just tip up, might do 3 seconds before it, but you are the hard grafter behind it. And it's like, oh my God, we're still sponsored and it's still coming out every week. And hopefully it's quite insightful. I mean, say that hopefully.
I think, you know, the ideas that we have to come up, and it's brilliant that now we're working with Slimmerworld head office. They kind of, you know, have really brought us into the fold.
Yeah.
So, you know, thank you to Rebecca, to Jenny, to everyone, Julie at head office for really supporting us. You know, it makes a big difference, because to keep a podcast going every week with a new idea every week. And also thank you to you, you know, for continuing to listen, because that means that we're doing something right. I mean, we've just hit 3 million listens.
Which is
bonkers.
I mean, outstanding. Also, a big shout out to the consultants, because I think the consultants let all their members know, and they had faith in us that we weren't, you know, going to do something crazy. I mean, we are, but you know what I mean? So yeah, thank you. I think that's a good proud of. I mean, the fact that you knocked your marriage off for the podcast, I think is utterly brilliant.
So Yeah, they're mine. I mean, and then I was also just like kind of trying to think about some of like the podcasts that we've done, some of like the favourite moments of the podcast.
I've got some moments. Do you remember when we were in our, well, I was in my bedroom and you were in your office and you made me work out?
Oh, what, with the baked bean cans?
Yeah, do you remember that? And I can't do star jumps because of my spine and my bladder, but you managed to do them. Yeah, I really remember that because I was like, okay, we've got to record this and it's got to be videoed and I'm in my bedroom. Yeah, I remember that. It did make me laugh quite a lot.
So now we come to the bit where we need two tins.
I've got chopped tomatoes.
I've just realised my tins are in the other room.
Oh, poor show, people. Poor show, she's done this on purpose. She's
I'm going to go get on.
No, don't you. You just show me what to do.
Wow, I quite enjoyed that episode, actually. I thought that was a good laugh.
It was, wasn't it? My other favourite was making you eat cucumbers with a blindfold in the middle of Manchester city centre. I think mini cucumbers should have been down as a win. Do you not?
No, but obviously listeners might disagree. I mean, I'm just remembering that moment right now and my face is already looking at disgust. So you're asking me to bite into a cucumber, like, just like, not even chop it up. I'm a baby, I need it to be chopped into pieces.
Just bite it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Oh my god, her face is like she wants to punch me and puke on me, gang. Oh, we've had fun though, haven't we? We've done, also one that springs out is listeners' questions on your hammock, where I was not allowed to move because the hammock was going to fall off. Do you remember being perched precariously so close to each other in your back garden? I do, because I don't like hammocks at the best of times, let alone when I'm told to sit still, because I have ants in my pants.
My favourite silly moment was when we were playing badminton.
Oh my god,
in the park, just round the corner from here.
Claire's not competitive.
No, I'm not competitive.
At all.
No.
Ever.
Okay, right. 3, 2, 1. Woo! Oh my god! Are you ready? Woo! Woo! Oh! So good.
Do you remember when the dog came and sniffed you and literally tried to eat?
Later on that episode.
Yeah. And then we've had a dog that literally pooed by your foot. We've had it all go on.
I mean, yeah.
Did we zip wire this year as well in a park? I mean, it's all blurring into one. One of my favourites was doing the body magic quiz, sat on a rug in a park. I mean, you've made me go out not so much in the wet this year, so I was quite glad of some of the lockdowns that happened because it meant that I was in the warmth and I haven't had to deal with the extremities like you normally do to me.
Well, one final moment, I think that we should say a big thank you to our Uber boss, which is Margaret.
How could we forget that?
Here is the moment when we were interviewing Margaret and she was rudely interrupted.
The last thing we want people to have a miserable life. They've got to enjoy this life, this new life. Excuse me.
Is that the doorbell?
What is it? Is it this? I don't know. Hello? Hello? Can you leave the parcel on the door? At the door? Can you? Thank you. Okay, super.
I mean, I love the fact that it happens to ordinary people, not just, you know.
It was just brilliant, was it? I mean, we couldn't have written that in, how it just, we were, just to set the scene, guys, like, it was like I was meeting the Queen. I had been coiffed. My lipstick was so immaculate. I was sat there perched. I was just, like, living the dream. And then suddenly, she just was so normal, wasn't she, about the doorbell ringing. It was just incredible. It made that episode for me. She could have said anything after that.
Margaret Miles Bramwell, happy Christmas. Thank you very much. That made our year,
it did.
That made the rap of the year.
It did. One of the highlights. Do you know what? There's been so many, though, isn't there? And I think what I've really loved is how what we say in what happens in our journeys and what we've encountered, how much of an impact that has on people. Like, I don't think we ever realised that we would have an effect on people. And I love the responses when I'm like, I did this today because I listened to the podcast, or you helped me do this. That's just so inspiring, isn't it, that we're getting to help people. So yeah, that's one of my wins, that, you know, we're helping people.
Well, we pretty much said all we need to say, don't we? There's only one thing left to do. I need to take Anna out of the car into somewhere. So we're going to play a little bit of honky-tonk music. I might try and put that kind of honky-tonk. What? It's a genre.
Is it?
Honky-tonk music.
Is it like ding, 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 ding? No?
Let me just tell you that it involves a piano. So let's get out the car.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go. Just go round the corner here, and here we are at your surprise venue. What do you think?
Where are we?
It's a beautiful old hall.
It is, but why are we here?
It was opened in 1887. It's Victoria Hall.
Community centre.
Yeah, it's a community centre. Lovely green door here.
I mean, a beautiful...
Do you want to open the green
guys,
door?
Guys, if you never hear or see from me again, it's been a pleasure.
Right, come into the warm. Oh, they put the heating on for you especially. Okay, this way. So, taking Anna. Because Anna, you said a few weeks ago that there was something that you wanted to really do. And I wanted to hold you. A trip to the Maldives, it wasn't.
Oh, there's a blinking piano, Claire.
So a few weeks ago on the podcast, you said...
Oh, I hate you.
...that you, once you either got to Target, or I think we can
very
probably
close.
Say,
yeah.
If you are the lightest that you have ever been in 4.5 years,
yeah.
I think it's time for you to step onto a grand piano.
I hate you, Mike.
I'm just going to prove to listeners that this is actually a piano. It is actually a piano.
Should I play the tune I know?
Proof that it's a piano. Now, I've put a chair here because I thought, helping you be a bit classier, I thought for health and safety reasons, she's stepping on the chair, she's on the piano. Now, what kind of position were you thinking when you lie on the piano?
Okay, when I thought this, I thought like a beautiful dress, flowing hair, not walking boots, and a big puff of coat.
Oh my God. So, just talk about this fantasy. What does this mean to you to lie on a piano right now? You could lie down and look a bit comfier if you want.
I'm really uncomfortable with this. So, my dream was to have lost so much weight that I just felt really confident in myself that the outfit I put on, I'd feel good enough to lie across a grand piano and just have a picture taken. So, yeah, it just kind of, I don't know why, I've seen them in like glamorous films. I know there is a film where it's a bit dodgy and I didn't mean that, but I, it just signified feeling confident, I think.
So, I mean, I'm just looking here, you're in the corner of a, you know, a hall that was built in 1887. This grand piano has been gifted to the hall from the local school.
Oh.
And it is a grand piano. Look at the score
and
lines on
weight.
It. How are you feeling right now, Anna?
A little uncomfortable. If I'm honest, I've got, just to frame this up for you guys, I've come from the school run and I'm in my mum's school run outfit, aren't I? I'm sat on a grand piano. No, I'm really touched that it's not collapsed. I'm quite proud of that, but I love you for thinking about it. Can I get off yet?
If you knew the strings I pulled to
oh
get
my
this
God,
moment,
no
I'll
problem
tell you.
Intended.
Do you know how many pubs I called asking if they had a grand piano that I could have my friend lie on? And their answer was,
goodbye.
So I think this is a great way to wrap up 2021's podcast.
I mean, I can't think of a better way. All we need now is a mocktail and you to serenade me.
I mean, I've got a bottle of water.
Have you?
Well, I think this is possibly a great way to round off this podcast. I might remove this chair and leave Anna here. Have a great week. We look forward to you sharing your three best wins with us. Come and find us at Slimming World Podcast. You can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Ta-ra-ra-bit.
Bye.